Senate Hess will come to order. Senator Lehman, Senator Miller, and myself, Senator Green, are here. We have two items on the agenda today. One is House Bill 529, and the other is a confirmation of Joe Hayes in Fairbanks. We'll take up House Bill 529 first, and Senator Miller, I understand we have coming a CS.
Yes, I believe that everyone has a committee substitute in front of them, and I would actually, this time, in working with the department, they've come up with this language, and I think it's a good compromise to the problem that we have up in Fairbanks. And with that, I would move the substitute to the original bill.
Is there opposition? Hearing none, we will adopt Senate CS for House Bill 529. Sarah. Any further? You've dealt with them?
I've dealt with them, and we've worked out a compromise. And if they want to testify, they can, but I'm going to move the bill at this point.
Okay. Any questions?
I just want to know if you can shorten up the length of the bill by three words so you can get it all on one page.
Oh. Well, maybe we could move it up.
It's our effort to cut trees.
I guess I just want to hear from the department they talked in favor of full consolidation and the benefits that would accrue from that. Are there still substantial benefits from partial consolidation? And how much more is this going to cost us in the long run than doing the full consolidation? Is it like $100,000 a year more, or do we know what a number is?
Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you, Madam Chair. For the record, I'm Elmer Lindstrom, Special Assistant to Commissioner Perdue in the Department of Health and Social Services. The department does support the CS that you have before you. Our first and foremost priority throughout this process has been to deal with the life, the health, safety issues in the Juneau and Anchorage labs, and this bill does deal with that issue. We were, of course, initially supporting the full centralization and some of the benefits to that we have previously discussed. However, this does address our first priority, and furthermore, there will be operating budget savings from this proposal, albeit not as large as the centralization option, but it still pencils well economically, and it solves the biggest problem at this time, Mr. Chairman.
Elmer, do you have a number on how much less the savings is, or how much might add another? Say it another way: how much more it is going to cost to have a Fairbanks facility and a partially centralized facility in Anchorage?
Mr. Chairman, my recollection is that we indicated a ongoing operating budget savings of the full centralization option of approximately $750,000 per year. And my recollection is that when we looked at the consolidated approach, which is embodied here, the savings are in excess of approximately $250,000, I believe.
Sir, what is the will of the committee?
Madam Chairman, at this time, I'd move the Hess version out of committee with individual recommendations.
No objection. CS for House Bill 529 moves from committee with individual recommendations. Thank you all.
Madam Chair, we really do appreciate this this movement. Public health, as was testified several days ago, is really largely invisible. It only becomes an issue when something bad happens. This facility will help the system. I mean, it is a core function, and it will serve the people of the state for a long time to come. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you for being here today. Okay, in Fairbanks, we have Joe Hayes, who is sitting in for confirmation hearing on the Board of Regents. Joe, are you there?
Yes,
welcome. It's good to hear from you.
Let's hear from you again, too.
Yeah. Do you have any comments for the committee?
No, not at this time.
Okay. Now, how long? You've already been on the board before, haven't you?
Yes. I was appointed by the governor last May, and I've been on a board serving in the capacity of student regents
Uh-huh. And what have you seen your role on the board as doing?
Well, as of right now, my primary job as being a board member is to facilitate information from all of the student government entities around the UA system and to present problems that the student bodies are having with individual policies ranging from tuition, furthering to student body causes as far as priorities that the student bodies have that might differ from the administration's particular causes and so forth. And then I'm just being a region in general, dealing with faculty and staff issues also.
Okay, thank you. Are there questions for Joe Hayes? If you've not met him, I have. He's a delightful young man. And I would entertain a motion to move this.
Madam Chairman, I would move that we forward Mr. Hayes' name to the full body for confirmation.
Without objection, so be it. Thank you, Joe, for joining us. We'll be forwarding your name to the body for confirmation. And wish you the best.
Thank you very much. Have a nice day.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Let's go ahead and adjourn this for dinner.
Oh.